Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Poisoners by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. Nobody was supposed to meet me at the Los Angeles airport, and nobody did. I made sure of this, although I wasn't really expecting to attract attention so soon. It was highly unlikely that anyone in the area, friendly or unfriendly, could have learned that I was arriving, if only because there had been no time. I was running an errand for which I'd been selected on a moment's notice, chiefly because I was the only agent Mac had had available within easy flying distance of the West Coast, at least the only one without more important things to do. "Anyway," he told me over the phone, calling from Washington, "you know the girl. You recruited her for us. If she does manage to talk, the doctors don't have much hope that she'll regain consciousness. She might tell you something she wouldn't confess to a stranger." "Confess," I said. "Is she supposed to have something to confess?" He hesitated, a couple of thousand miles away. When he answered, his voice had a kind of baffled shrug in it. "No, but she wasn't supposed to be in any danger, either. She wasn't even on assignment. And before she came to work for us, she established quite a record for getting into trouble on impulse. If you'll remember, the only way you got her cooperation in the first place was by reminding her that the alternative was a Mexican jail. She's a hot-tempered, red-headed young lady, and I had occasion to reprimand her rather severely just before she went on leave. There's a possibility that she did something foolish, or worse, by way of retaliation. In other words," I said, "you think she might have tried to sell us out, only the deal backfired in some way. I have to keep the possibility in mind."